Right, let's return to the rails, shall we? Because there's a push to improve rail links between West Wiltshire and London. It would involve reinstating services from Bradford-on-Avon and Trowbridge into your Waterloos. Sam Blackwell's the mayor of Bradford-on-Avon.
We had this direct service, several trains a day to Waterloo, which was removed in 2021, despite the service being very well used and certainly valued. So this is an opportunity, we hope, to push the case to return this. The case for the reinstatement of this service is particularly strong in terms of our passenger numbers are booming, and particularly that is leisure and occasional business travellers. And you know what is interesting about this is that we currently have a regular service which goes down to Salisbury, stops there, and then comes back. There is also an SWR existing service which goes from Salisbury to London Waterloo. So you know part of this proposal would ask the rail operators to look at joining those services up.
Sam Blackwell, the mayor of Bradford-on-Avon. Let's have a chat now with Graham Ellis. He's a rail campaigner with years of experience from Wiltshire, who's put forward some ideas about how these new services might work. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. Yes, an interesting one. I'm going to break from convention here, and I'm not going to fire the first question at you. I want to raise a point from Keith in Trowbridge, right? Because he got in touch the first time we were talking about this an hour ago. See what you make of what Keith says, Graham. Just listening to this chat about Bradford-on-Avon and getting a direct link to London, I can't see the reasoning for this. Passengers from either station always have the choice of going to Westbury or Bath to connect to London. I think the services to Salisbury does connect to Waterloo. It's just not a through service. I've done all three choices on numerous occasions without any issues. There's actually a fourth option from Trowbridge, which is to go to Swindon and change there. Is Keith right? Are you wanting the cherry on the iced bun here, Graham?
No, not really, Ben. Those are all good options in certain cases. The connections at Westbury and Bath are not exactly brilliant. If you've got luggage, if you're disabled, all the rest of it, and they're somewhat random. Coming through from Waterloo to Trowbridge or Bradford-on-Avon, yes, there are the services there, yes, you can change. However, when the service was culled before, what you saw was that the train from Portsmouth to Cardiff, which would have taken people through to Trowbridge and Bradford-on-Avon, called 5 minutes ahead at the same platform as the train from Waterloo to Exeter. So if you're happy with a 55-minute change at Salisbury, hey, that's fine. It didn't work for everybody. The other point to make here is that London Waterloo is not London Paddington. They both have their own catchments, their own areas. And for people with leisure, with people with luggage, and so many others, getting onto the tube at Paddington, going through to South London to connect to the whole of the River South, the whole area south of the Thames, doesn't work particularly well. My goodness me, so much better to have a single surface connection.
Look, you know, everyone knows the financial constraints that we're all working under at the moment, but you reckon this shouldn't be necessarily sort of breaking the bank? You know, this is a viable return, would you say?
This is a funny one, Ben, because it's the train that is running from Bristol to Salisbury, and we're simply saying, hey, connect that up with the train from Salisbury to London. The services are there. The extra cost, sure, there's timetable planning, there's consultation costs, there's all that sort of stuff, but we ain't looking for any extra trains. We're looking basically for a no-cost win where we had two competing companies, GWR and SWR in the past, under the nationalised system, which is coming through to us now from this December with Great Western and is already there with Southwestern. We're looking to actually bring in here one of the benefits of nationalisation, which is a joined-up service for what the passengers want.
And that explains the timing of it, is it? That's why, you know, you're striking as the iron's hot.
Partly that also, timetable rewrites are not all that frequent, and the fact that SWR are doing one, now is the time to put in the request, rather than having to wait what feels like an eternity for something for the future. But we're not asking for any extras. I mean, Great Western at the moment, I just checked this morning, have 8 trains that arrive down from Warminster into Salisbury, terminate there and turn around and go back every day. Southwestern have an hourly one from London that comes into Salisbury, terminates there and goes back to London, and they'll run with the same class of train.
Why was it culled 5 years ago or so then?
Because in those days, you had two different rail companies running it. You had to have staff knowledge on the Salisbury to Bristol section of the line with Great Western, with South Western knowing those lines there. You also had, this is ironic, the requirement of free paths for the new Bristol Metro service, which is the Bristol to Salisbury service, which is actually the one we're saying, hey, let that train go on through. And also bear in mind that this was COVID days, and at that point there, you know, this was a service which, yes, was correctly suspended during COVID, but really it could have come back. But of the four or five reasons given to us, I think there might only be one left that is valid.
And you've got no doubts that it would be a very well used service.
I've no doubt that it would. And the ironic thing is that even if it wasn't, it wouldn't have cost anything to provide it anyway. It's just a journey. This is just a timetabling issue.
Hey, just one final thing before you go, Graham, because everyone's talking about the weather. We're British. We love doing that. My wife was on a train from Paddington to Chippenham yesterday, and she had a seat, which is a start, but so hot, she was saying. Is it another example of something we have to look at now across the UK, if these are going to be the summers that we are dealing with, you know, schools, buildings, offices, transportation? Is it time to kind of put a bit of investment into making sure people aren't passing out?
Yes, it is, up to a certain limit, but then looking forward for the future, we are getting into being a hotter country here. There needs to be a wider window of looking at things, but you are always going to get those one day in 5 year occurrences where, frankly, we'll put a huge amount of money into getting sorting out one day in 5 years.
Graham Ellis, always lovely to talk to you. Thank you ever so much. Knows his timetables, all right. Wiltshire Council says it would strongly welcome the introduction of a direct service between West Wiltshire and London, and is working with lots of different groups to try to make that happen. South Western Railway hasn't responded to a request to come on to the show, or even a comment for Wiltshire's push for new services, but it says it is asking passengers to get in touch with views on rail services ahead of a full consultation on its future timetable. If you're thinking, well, that seems like a comment, Ben, it's not a specific comment for this programme. We're just using it because we've seen it elsewhere.